I'm Lee Rosenbaum. I write on art and architecture and museums for the Wall Street Journal and for my Culture Girl blog on Arts Journal. We are at the Museum of Modern Art. We have just seen a really visually ravishing architecture exhibition, and sometimes you can't really say that about architecture shows. They can seem a little arcane. This is the Frank Lloyd Wright show marking the debut of the archives in New York City. The Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation has transferred its archives over to Columbia University, and MoMA got the models, and this is a show that brings some of those together. In an exhibition that I think is really ravishing. Usually architectural drawings can be more of interest to people in the profession than to the general public, but these have very delicate, almost iridescently colored, luminous, sometimes sort of vaporous drawings of complex geometries that Wright concocted for his buildings. There are only two realized projects in the show, things that actually were built, and one of them is a tower in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, which has now been converted to a hotel, and you can actually stay there. And the curator for the show, Barry Bergdahl, did stay there and said he finally understood what Wright was after, because there's all of this beautiful view of landscape that you can see out your window. So it's a place I now want to go visit and live in, see what it's like to live in a Wright space. The biggest display is the Broadacre City, which is kind of almost a utopian notion that Frank Lloyd Wright had of the kind of design that he felt should be created for people's lives. Lots of open space, some towers in certain locations. It, again, was never realized, and he kept coming back to it over and over again. So it's a very large and detailed model with green spaces and many different kinds of buildings, a really mixed-use community. But he kept tinkering with it throughout his life. He didn't give it up. When they started conserving it, when this came to MoMA, they realized that this had been worked on over many years. So it was kind of almost a laboratory for him to try to work out some of his ideas.